Hey, it's Nishant, and welcome to Higher IQ. It's Saturday, May 23rd. On Wednesday, Mark Zuckerberg fired 8,000 Meta employees and moved 7,000 more into AI-focused roles. His memo said, "Success isn't a given in the AI race." The same week, Meta reported record quarterly revenue of over $56 billion and raised its AI spending to $145 billion. Intuit, the tax software, cut 17% of its workforce the same day. Cisco cut 4,000 last week. Over 110,000 tech workers have been laid off in 2026 so far, many with AI cited as the reason. I started asking myself, what's going to happen when OpenAI and Anthropic and all these other model companies decide to start raising the prices of their tokens? And it reminded me of 2012 when I was in college and Ubers were kind of cheap. Actually, back then, an Uber ride from Manhattan to JFK reportedly cost about $25. The actual cost was about $50, and venture capital covered the difference. For nearly a decade, investors paid for roughly half of every Uber ride in America. The goal wasn't to run a profitable business, it was to make the price so low that taxi companies, which actually had to charge what rides cost, couldn't compete. Thousands of cab companies went bankrupt. Millions of riders became dependent on the app. Then Uber went public. The subsidies stopped, and fares rose more than 80%. The playbook has a name. It's called predatory pricing. Subsidize a product until the competition dies, then raise prices once consumers have nowhere else to go. The same playbook is being run in AI companies. Companies are firing engineers because AI tokens are cheap. The tokens are cheap because AI companies are losing billions of dollars to win market share. But what happens when the subsidies stop and the engineers are gone? Uber's strategy was never a secret. Between 2010 and 2018, the company raised over $24 billion in venture capital and used it to subsidize rides below cost. Passengers paid about 40 to 50% of what each ride actually cost. The rest came from investors. The math was quite simple. Keep prices artificially low long enough to bankrupt the competition, build network effects that make it difficult for competitors to enter, then raise prices once you own the market. It worked, because from 2010 to 2020, over 100 taxi companies in the United States filed for bankruptcy or ceased operations. Medallion values in New York City, which had traded for over $1 million each, crashed to under $200,000. Drivers who had mortgaged their homes to buy medallions lost everything. It's really sad, but several took their lives, and the public didn't notice because their rides were cheap and convenient. The destruction happened to people they never met. But once Uber went public in 2019, investors demanded profitability. The subsidies ended and fares surged. Uber also introduced algorithmic pricing that charges you based on how badly you need the ride, time of day, weather, how far you are from a transportation alternative, and reportedly even on your phone's battery level. The platform that won customers with impossibly low prices now extracts maximum revenue from customers who have no other option. The taxi companies that could have provided competition are gone. The AI industry is running the same playbook right now, and the numbers are actually strikingly similar. OpenAI is not profitable. The company doesn't expect to break even until 2029 or 2030. Anthropic, the company behind Claude, has raised over $30 billion and is targeting break even around the same time frame. Both companies have been aggressively cutting API prices to win the market share. Token costs have dropped by over 90% since GPT-3 launched. This isn't happening because the technology got 90% cheaper. It's happening because AI companies are using investor money to price below cost, exactly the way Uber did it back in 2012. And the layoffs have already started. Klarna went from 5,000 employees to roughly 3,000, with the CEO publicly targeting 2,000 employees total. Their AI chatbot handles the equivalent workload of 700 customer service agents. Duolingo, the language learning company, declared itself AI first and stopped using contractors for work AI could handle. Microsoft cut roughly 23,000 positions across 2025 and 2026, while spending over $100 billion on AI. Salesforce laid off 4,000 customer support roles, saying AI could do 50% of the work. The World Economic Forum's 2025 report found that 41% of employers expect to downsize by 2030 due to technology. an outplacement firm estimated 55,000 job cuts in 2025 were tied directly to AI adoption. Companies are making these cuts based on current AI pricing. A customer service agent costs $40,000 to $60,000 a year. An AI chatbot handling the same volume costs a fraction of that at today's token prices. The math looks obvious. Fire the humans, keep the bots. But today's token prices are subsidized, and the subsidies are already ending. In April 2026, OpenAI increased the cost of its flagship GPT 5.2 model from $1.25 per million input tokens to $5.75. That's a 360% increase in a single pricing update. Anthropic moved its enterprise Claude offering from fixed pricing to dynamic usage-based billing, which industry analysts estimate could double or triple costs for heavy users. GitHub Copilot, the AI coding assistant owned by Microsoft, announced it would switch from flat-rate subscriptions to usage-based billing starting June 2026. One developer reported their projected monthly cost jumping from about 67 euros to 966 euros under the new model. These aren't anomalies. They're the beginning of phase two. The AI companies subsidize tokens to get you hooked, the same way Uber subsidized rides. Now that companies have restructured their operations around AI, fired human workers, and built workflows dependent on specific AI platforms, the pricing power shifts to the provider. Switching to a different AI model isn't as simple as changing an app on your phone. Companies have fine-tuned models on their proprietary data, built custom integrations, trained their remaining employees on specific tools, and written internal processes around particular AI capabilities. The switching costs are enormous, and the AI providers know it. The contrarian case deserves honest treatment, though. There are real differences between Uber and AI. Open source models like Meta's Llama and Mistral provide alternatives that didn't exist in the taxi market. Competition between OpenAI, Anthropic, Google, and a growing number of Chinese providers like DeepSeek may keep prices lower than a true monopoly would. Hardware improvements from NVIDIA's next-generation chips are expected to reduce inference costs significantly. And the efficiency gains from AI are real. Companies that use AI well are measurably more productive, not just cheaper. But those differences may not matter much as they appear. Open source models require significant engineering talent to deploy and maintain, and companies that have fired their engineers may not have the people left to run them. Competition between providers helps on price, but doesn't solve the dependency problem. If your entire customer service operation runs on one provider's API, and that provider raises prices, you can't just switch overnight. The engineers who understood your old systems aren't waiting by the phone to come back. The Klarna story is one to watch, because the company went from 5,000 employees to 3,000 and bragged about AI replacing 700 agents. Then, reports emerged that Klarna was reassigning engineers and marketers to customer support because the AI wasn't handling complex cases well enough. The company that had been the poster child for AI-driven headcount reduction quietly discovered that some of the work it had eliminated still needed to be done by humans. But by then, many of those humans had moved on, and honestly, good for them. So if you're out and about this weekend and hear somebody talking about AI and how it's going to take everyone's jobs, here's what you can talk about. Uber subsidized rides below cost for a decade, bankrupted the taxi industry, and then raised prices 80% once consumers had no alternative. AI companies are running the exact same playbook with tokens, pricing below cost to win market share while companies fire employees based on those artificially low prices. The price increases have already begun. OpenAI raised flagship models by about 360%. Anthropic moved to dynamic pricing. GitHub Copilot went from flat rate to usage-based, and one developer's cost jumped from 67 to 966 euros per month. Companies that fired their engineers to save some money may find themselves paying more for AI with fewer people who know how to actually manage the transition. The playbook worked for Uber, but whether it works for AI depends on whether the competition and open source alternatives are strong enough to prevent the same kind of lock-in. If they are, the price increases will be contained. But if they're not, a lot of companies just traded a workforce they controlled for a platform they don't. Stay informed, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.